From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Noor Grove with your headlines for Wednesday, September 25th. The superintendent of Chico Unified School District is set to retire at the end of the school year. As NSPR's Eric Adams reports, educators are looking for local residents' help finding the next candidate.
The Butte County Office of Education, or BCOE, is holding community input meetings to help in the search for the new superintendent. A spokesperson for BCOE told NSPR those who attend can discuss leadership characteristics that they would like to see in the new superintendent. Meetings with staff and teachers will also be held to gather input, and there will be a community survey sent out at the end of the month for those who can't attend the meetings. The information gathered at the input sessions will be announced at the BCOE meeting next month. The next input meeting will be tonight at 6 at Marsh Junior High. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
The city of Chico announced they're planning to clear three homeless encampments. One is around the Chico City Plaza, another along the Lindo Channel, and the third is at the city's municipal center. City officials believe there are around 28 people camping in those areas. The city is required to give advance notice before it clears encampments after it was sued by a group of unhoused residents in 2021. It's also required to offer residents shelter options before clearing those encampments. The city said there are available beds at its Genesis Pellet Shelter and the Torres Community Shelter. In other news, Paradise residents have reached a significant milestone in making their community more fire resilient. NSPR's Ken Duvall has more.
According to reporting by the Chico Enterprise Record, Paradise officials last week announced the town has achieved 90% compliance on creating defensible space around buildings and properties. That's up from 74% compliance last year. The town's municipal code has specific requirements about keeping spaces around homes, adjacent structures, driveways, and other areas free of combustible materials. The town's code also addresses matters related to fire-hardening structures, like where fences are placed, roof maintenance, and under-deck storage. A town official attributed the success in part to the hiring of three grant-funded employees devoted to working with residents on fire mitigation. The town also sends reminders each spring reminding property owners of the need to make their properties more fire-resistant. One member of the Butte County Fire Safe Council, who lost 11 buildings on her orchard property in the campfire, told the paper that reducing invasive plants and weeds in the community is another challenge she hopes the town will address. Next. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Oroville is celebrating the return of salmon to the Feather River during its annual Salmon Festival. The popular event celebrates the fall migration of Chinook salmon up the Feather River. Events will be held throughout the city over the weekend. This year's fest will kick off Friday evening with a salmon dinner provided by the Union Restaurant. Saturday events include tours of the Feather River Fish Hatchery, educational kayak floats, and a 3K run. On Saturday, events begin at 9 in the morning and run until 4 in the afternoon. And the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation has awarded the Yurok Tribe's Fishery Department a more than $3 million grant for habitat restoration. The project will take place along a one-mile section of Weaver Creek, which feeds into the Trinity River. It'll help create more than 5 acres of floodplain habitat. The work will also control invasive plants and sediment runoff into the river and improve riparian habitat. Weaver Creek has been identified as a critical habitat for the endangered coho salmon. And finally, Pacific Gas and Electric rates are set to increase yet again. But one program that provides financial help has already run out of funds. NSPR's Adia White has more.
The typical customer's bill will rise by about $6 a month starting August 1st. It's the fourth rate hike this year and comes as many PG&E customers are already struggling. Clint Bruin is with the Community Action Agency of Butte County. The organization helps customers pay off utility debt.
People are really frustrated because California keeps letting them raise the rates over and over and over again. And what 5 years ago would have been a $130 PG&E bill is now like a $400 PG&E bill. And their Social Security is not going up.
He says they've been able to help most so far, but they've had to prioritize to prevent running out of funds by the end of the year. The agency was supposed to start a partnership with PG&E to help distribute additional funds from the utility company's Relief for Energy Assistance for Community Help program.
We were actually getting ready to be set up to do that, and they ran out of funds the week we were supposed to get started.
A spokesperson for PG&E told NSPR it ran out of funds at the end of August, right after the company announced it had contributed an extra $55 million to the aid program. The Community Action Agency of Butte County has other programs to help with customers' bills. In Chico, I'm Adia White.
And those are your headlines for Wednesday, September 25th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Avonora Grove.